About 70,000 women will give birth this year in Massachusetts, and chances are many of them will have a pretty solid birth plan in place when the time comes. But one thing they may not be able to plan is the quality of care they receive. That's because quality of care at hospitals can vary, sometimes dramatically. WBUR has an online map that shows every maternity hospital in the state and lets you compare the quality of childbirth from one hospital to the next. Reporter Martha Biebinger has just put in place the most recent numbers and is here with us today to tell us what they show. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Bob.
So the WBUR map is the only place online where women and men, families, can compare hospitals on a range of quality measures. Is that correct? And what will they see?
That is correct, Bob. And what they'll see is five different measures. They'll see, for example, that your chance of having a cesarean section is almost three times higher at one hospital versus another. Your chance of having an episiotomy, which is a surgical cut to enlarge the vaginal opening, ranges from 0% to 31% at some hospitals. And three times more women breastfeed their babies at hospitals as compared to others.
So, in short, plan where you deliver?
That's what the experts advise. Carol Sakala is an expert on childbirth quality at a nonprofit called the National Partnership for Women and Families.
The rates of various consequential procedures vary dramatically from hospital to hospital. So the door that you walk in has a big impact on the care that you will get.
In contrast, she says, Bob, to the woman getting what she wants. That should be the goal when a woman goes to deliver.
What about comparing individual doctors? How would prospective patients do that?
There isn't any way to do that, as far as I know of yet. So hospitals around Boston collect the C-section rates, for example, for the physicians, and they send them out to the doctors, but they don't make any of that public. Now, for C-sections, if you are low risk and you want to avoid this surgery, then you might want to ask your doctor, what is his or her C-section rate? Dr. Neil Shaw, who's an OB at Beth Israel Deaconess, says even if you just have the hospital C-section rate, though, that's useful.
In many ways, which hospital you go to is a bigger predictor of whether or not you're going to get a C-section than your own risk or your own preferences.
All right, let me ask about quality. The cost of having a baby is a lot higher at some of the bigger named hospitals in Massachusetts than at the medium or smaller hospitals. But is the quality better at the bigger hospitals?
The numbers don't necessarily show that, Bob. You can't make that assumption. So the teaching hospitals that are generally more expensive, they have a lot more services. They would have neonatal intensive care units and other options for women that do raise the cost. But if you think you are a low-risk pregnancy and your doctor is telling you it's okay to go to one of the community hospitals, you may end up with better care there in the long run.
Well, why do we have so little information about the quality of care?
Because we haven't figured out how to measure quality, and because it's very difficult for some doctors and hospitals to be willing to share that.
But, of course, that information will increasingly be in demand as insurance companies insist that patients make their own decisions about where procedures are going to be done.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons that we are doing this project and that we're going to be doing some more work on the quality of care is that there is no reason patients should be asked to make decisions based just on cost. You should know what you're getting for that cost as well.
WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger, thanks for looking into this, and we look forward to more reporting on these issues.
Thanks, Bob.